A new Latino art exhibit will be unveiled this week at the Utah Museum of Fine Arts. It comes from the Smithsonian American Art Museum. KUER's Andrea Smartin got a preview.
On one wall, there are protest posters boycotting grapes. On another, a photographic installation from an Afro-Cuban artist living in Boston, with pieces of hair spread out on 16 large format Polaroids. Then, around the corner, there's a section of abstract modern pieces that you might not recognize as Latino art. Jorge Rojas is the new director of education and engagement at the Utah Museum of Fine Arts.
It's a rich, rich, very diverse collection. I think a lot of times when people think about Latino art, sometimes they think about kind of the more traditional folk type of arts, and some people just immediately think of Frida Kahlo or Diego Rivera. This is an opportunity to see that our contributions have been so much wider.
The exhibit is called Our America, the Latino Presence in American Art. It explores the links between Latino art and U.S. history through works that go back to the 1950s, when the concept of Latino identity began to emerge. UMFA curator Whitney Tassi says the show puts Latino artists on equal footing with other recognized American artists.
An exhibition like this is great for our community. I think we're often perceived as a very white state in Utah, and it's not. That's an old perception, and the numbers have changed. And it's important for us as a museum to be able to reach out to those wider communities and to be able to have our community see their experience reflected in great art.
There's a free community preview and party on Thursday evening. Our America officially opens at the UMFA on Friday. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.